请我们一起来看《传道书》第三章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书三章第一节。
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven.
这个经节告诉我们，我们必须要相信承认神的主权。
This verse tells us that we need to acknowledge the power of God.
我们也必须要相信神对敬畏他的人的安排都是美好的，都是善良的。
We also have to believe that God's plan for His people is good.
神让敬畏他的人的许多的遭遇都有神他善良的目的在里头。
God has His perfect motive in all the things that His people encounter.
我们再请看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时。
Time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away.
我们今天晚上就来思考这个经节。
Tonight we're going to reflect upon this verse.
第一句话说寻找有时。
The first phrase says a time to gain.
是的，在我们的人生里头我们有很多的寻找。
It is true that there are many things we seek after in this world.
那从圣经里头，我们看到人生里头有一个最重要的寻找。
And there is one important thing that we must seek after.
我们请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第六节。
Isaiah 55 verse 6.
第六节，趁着神可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
这是人生最重要的一个寻找。
This is the most important thing to seek after in our lives.
我们要寻找神。
We must seek the Lord.
我们要建立我们的信仰。
We must establish our faith.
那这里说，趁着神可以寻找的时候。来寻找他。
Here it says to seek the Lord while he may be found.
神总是给人很多的机会来寻找他。
God always gives us many opportunities to seek after him.
很多的观察，很多的遭遇，都在告诉我们，我们要寻找神。
A lot of the things that we encounter tell us that we must seek after God.
这个寻找是有时候的，有它的时间性的。
To seek after God has its own time.
要尽早的来寻找神，来建立信仰。
We must early seek after him and establish our relationship with him.
那当一个人找到了神
，When a person finds God，
我们再请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to John 9。
约翰福音第九章第四节。
John 9 verse 4。
第九章第四节
9 verse 4
主耶稣说趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工黑夜将到就没有人能做工了
Jesus said I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day the night is coming when no one can work
最重要的事情就要先做
We must do the most important things first
寻找神是最重要的事情
To seek after God is the most important thing
建立信仰是最重要的事情
To establish our faith is the most important thing
所以要趁着白日趁着还有机会就来做这样的事情
So while it is day, while we still have the opportunity, we must do this
那主耶稣这里说第四节说趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工
Verse 4 says that I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day
那信仰也不是只 停在找到的神。
And our faith doesn't only end when we find God.
信仰是一个里程。
Our faith is a journey.
我们要从头走到完。
We must walk from the beginning to the end.
信仰是我们人生我们一生的事情。
Faith is a lifelong process.
在信仰的这一条道路上面有很多的还有很多的项目需要我们去追求、去努力。
Within this life of, or this path of faith, there are still many things that we must seek after and achieve.
所以要趁着白日就去做这些事情。
And thus we must do these things while it is still day.
神给我们活着的时间就是白日。
While we are living, it is day.
神给我们方便的时间就是白日。
While we have time, it is day.
我们再请看诗篇一百零五篇。
Let's look at Psalm 105.
诗篇一百零五篇第四节。
Psalm 105 verse 4。
诗篇一百零五篇第四节。
Psalm 105 4。
要寻求主以他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore。
在信仰的道路上面，我们也需要神的能力。
In this path of faith, we also need the Lord's strength。
所以我们寻找什么？
So what do we seek after?
我们寻找神。
We seek after God.
当我们找到了神。
And when we find God.
我们要继续的往前进。
We must continue to walk forward.
神让我们奔跑在天国的道路上。
God allows us to run on this path of faith.
所以我们要寻求他的能力。
So we must seek his strength.
让我们能够好好的来奔跑这一条天国的道路。
So that we can run this race.
让我们打美好的仗。
So that we can fight the good fight.
那也时常寻求他的面。
And that we can seek his face evermore.
就是好好的来经营，来建立我们的信仰。
Which is to establish our faith.
就是好好的来建立起我们跟神的关系。
Which is to establish a relationship with God.
传道书三章第六节说，得着有时。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 9 says that there is a time to seek after.
那对信仰这一件事情，现在追求，现在就要让我们得着。
So in terms of our faith, right now is when we should seek after it, and right now is when we will gain it.
因为神他不愿意有一个人沉沦，不愿意一个人沉沦。fail.
Because God does not want anyone to fail.
他希望人人都能够得救。
God wants everyone to receive salvation.
我们在寻求某一件事情，虽然很努力，不一定能够得着。
And just because we seek after something very hard doesn't mean that we will receive it.
因为没有任何一件事情是保证你努力就能够得到的。
Because there's nothing in this world that is guaranteed that you will get, you will receive if you seek after it.
但是寻求神这件事情有神的保证，你寻求就要得着。
On the other hand, though, if we seek after God, then God has a guarantee that we will receive Him.
所以当神给我们机会，我们就要把握住。
So when God gives us the opportunity, we must take hold of it.
虽然信仰是不能够用强迫的，那有时候我真的好想强迫人，用强迫的手段。
Although faith cannot be forced, a lot of times we try to force it.
有些人明明他得神那么多的恩典，体验神那么大，但是还在那边犹疑着。
Some people who have received so much grace from God, they still are doubting.
像这种情形这个做传道的人呢，有时候真的是为他着急，你怎么不赶快把握住机会？
And in these situations, for us as pastors, we become very agitated and wonder why don't they hurry to believe.
但是信仰还是最后你自己做决定。
But in the end, faith is your own decision.
我不能够代替你做决定。
I can't make the decision for you.
只是我有时候会为你非常的着急。
But oftentimes I will feel very agitated.
所以当神给我们机会，我们要把握。
Therefore, when God gives us the opportunity, we must take hold of it.
神他有很慈爱，他常常也给人多次的机会。
And God is very loving, so He often gives us multiple opportunities.
但是有时候第二次的机会可能要拉很长的一段时间。
But oftentimes the second opportunity will be dragged on for a long time.
那常常这一段很长的时间可能就是我们走了冤枉的路。
And oftentimes this long period of time is when we start to stray.
那如果不是神的怜悯，有时候也有第二次的机会，我们也没有办法去得。
And oftentimes, unless it's by the grace of God, when we have the second opportunity, we don't take hold of it.
我们请来看生命记第一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章四十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 42.
这是摩西他要离世之前，他在回顾过去的四十年。
This is when Moses was about to pass away and was remembering the past 40 years.
四十二节。
42.
神吩咐我说：“你对他们说，你们啊，说不要上去，也不要征战，因为我不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。”
And the Lord said to me, "Tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies."
当他们应该进迦南地的时候
，When the Israelites were supposed to go into Canaan，
他们当中却很多人充满着不信。
There were a lot of people who were very doubting。
他们却充满着对进迦南地的很多的这种怀疑。
And they were very they did not believe and had a lot of doubts about entering into Canaan。
所以神就说好，那现在就不让你们进去了。
And so God told them, "Okay, now I'm not going to let you into Canaan."
那这些以色列百姓，他们又后悔了，他们又想进去了。
And then the Israelites regretted it and wanted to enter.
所以神吩咐摩西说，叫他们不要进去。
But the Lord told Moses, "Tell them, don't go in."
43节。
Verse 43.
我就告诉了你们，你们却不听从，竟违背神的命令，擅自上山山地去了。
So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord and presumptuously went up into the mountain.
进迦南地是对的事情。
It was right to go into Canaan.
但是神已经说现在不要进去。
But God already told him, don't go in right now.
现在不是对的时候。
Now is not the right time.
他们却要进去。
Yet they continued to want to go in.
结果呢，他们就大大的被迦南人所击败。
In the end, they were greatly defeated by the Canaanites.
其实第一次 就能够进去了。
Actually, the first time they had the opportunity to enter Canaan.
但是他们必须要等到第二次。
But they waited. They had to wait until the second opportunity.
因为他们没有把握住第一次的机会。
Because they didn't take hold of the first one.
我们再请看《生命记》第二章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
第二章十三节。
2 verse 13.
现在起来过撒列西，于是我们过了撒列西。
Now rise and cross over the valley of the Zered. So we crossed over the valley of the Zered.
14节。
14.
自从离开加底斯巴尼亚到过了撒列西的时候，共有三十八年。等那世代的兵丁都从营中灭尽，正如主向他们所起的誓。
And the time we took to come from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the valley of the Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war was consumed from the midst of the camp, just as the Lord had sworn to them.
这个十三节说，现在起来过撒列西，就是要进迦南地。
Verse 13 says, "Now cross over to the valley of Zered, which is to enter Canaan."
那十四节说，这样经过了三十八年。
And verse 14 says that it took 38 years.
在这三十八年当中，有很多人本来是可以进去的，结果没有办法进去。
And in this 38 years, there were many people who were supposed to be able to enter, but in the end, they did not go into Canaan.
传道书三章第六节说，得着有他的时间。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 6 says that there is a time to gain.
对信仰这个层面，现在寻求，现在就要得着。
And in terms of faith, right now is when we should seek, and right now is when we should gain.
现在是神拯救的时候，我们就可以领受救恩。
Now is the time of God's salvation. Now is when we can receive His salvation.
那在我们生活当中，要得到人也好，物质也好，常常有他的时候。
But a lot of times in our lives, whether we want to gain people or gain materials, there is a right time.
得着本来就是一件让人觉得喜悦的事情。
To gain something is something that we all think is a very blessed thing.
那但是也要记得在对的时候来得着。
But we must remember to gain at the right time.
不是时候不应该不应。不是时候就不要去得。
When it isn't the right time, let us not gain.
我们请参考《耶稣雅记》第六章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 6.
耶稣雅记第六章。
Joshua 6.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，至于你们，务要谨慎，不可起那当灭的物，恐怕你们起了那当灭的物，就连累以色列的全营，使全营受咒诅。
And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take it. When you take the accursed things and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it.
当以色列人进迦南地之后，就开始征战。
As soon as the Israelites entered Canaan, they began to start war.
那在神的应许之下，他们都能够得胜。
And under God's blessing, they were all able to have victory.
那些住在迦南地的迦南人呢，他们已经相当的进步，相当的发达。
And the Canaanites were a very developed people.
所以每一座城里头总是有很多很好的东西。
So in every city, there were a lot of good materials.
那在比如说这里讲到他们要攻打耶利哥城。
So here they were about to defeat Jericho.
那在这里神吩咐说里头的东西都是应当毁灭的。
And here God told them that all things there are accursed and should be destroyed.
所以虽然东西很好，但是不是神的时候，神给的时候，所以不应该得。
So although the things there were really good, it wasn't God's time, so they shouldn't have gained it.
那在这里神也警告他们，说如果去拿起这些东西，会连累整个以色列人。
And here God also said that if you take of these things, then you will make the camp of Israel a curse.
那我们知道他们当中有一个亚干，他就拿了耶利哥城里头的东西。
And we know in this story, a man named Achan took things from Jericho.
真的就连累的以色列人。
And this really cursed the Israelites.
我们再看耶稣雅记第八章第一节。
So look at Joshua chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神对耶稣雅说：“不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来率领一切兵丁上爱城去。我已经把爱城的王和他的民、他的城，并他的地都交在你手里。”
Now the Lord says to Joshua, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I've given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land."
那这里提到他们要攻打另一个城叫爱。
Here they were going to battle another city called Ai.
神一样的跟他们同在，所以叫他们不用惧怕。
God was once again with them and told them they did not have anything to fear.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你怎样带耶利哥和那和耶利哥城的耶利哥的王也当这样到爱城和爱城的王，只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的猎物。你要在城后设下伏兵。
And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, only its spoil and its cattle you should take as booty for yourselves, laying ambush for the city behind it.
那在这里神应许他们说，城里头那些好的东西，你们可以拿起。
Here, God promised that they could take of the spoil and the good things of the city.
相差没有多少的时间，在耶利哥城他们不能够拿，在爱城他们能够拿。
There wasn't very much time between these battles, but in Jericho they weren't able to take anything. Here in Ai, they were allowed to take stuff.
那些好的东西应该也很类似。
And the materials in the two cities were probably very similar.
但是神就定下来。你在爱城里头的东西你可以拿。
But God said that you can take of the things of I.
这就是对的时候来做这样的事情，那就没有问题。
It was the right time to do these things, so there was no problem.
所以我们要在对的时候来做对的事情。
Therefore, we must do the right thing at the right time.
水还没有滚，你不要把水饺给放进去。
Before the water has boiled, don't put the dumplings in.
那不对的时候纵然是对的事情也会一团糟。
And even if it's the right thing when it's at the wrong time, then there will be a conflict.
得应该有时候，那甚至也要有对的方法。
There is a time to gain, and at the same time, there's also the right method.
得到是一件很喜悦的事情。
It's a very blessed thing to gain.
但是不要用不对的手段去得取。
But don't use the wrong methods to gain.
传道书三章第六节又说到，失落也有它的时候。
Ecclesiastes 3 verse 6 also says there is a time to lose.
通常失落是我们所不喜欢的。
A lot of times we don't like to lose.
但是的确在我们的生活当中，有很多也会有很多的失落。
But a lot of times in our lives we are at a loss.
那虽然是我们所不喜欢的，但是它发生了。
And even though we don't like it, it still happens.
那所以我们也要来想想看，为什么会失落。
So we must think to ourselves, why is it that we lose?
那基本上有两个原因。
There are basically two reasons.
啊，第一个是我们自己造成的。
One reason is that it was our own fault.
啊，那第二个啊是神所造成的。
Second is that God caused it.
啊，那我们主要留意的就是不要我们自己来造成所谓的失落。
And what we must keep in mind is to not let ourselves bring ourselves to a loss.
啊，因为常常我们自己所造成的失落啊，会带给我们伤害，带给我们悲伤。
Because a lot of times the loss we bring upon ourselves brings us sorrow.
啊，我们自己所造成的失落，我们会觉得啊，很惋惜，很可惜。
A lot of the loss that we bring upon ourselves is very pitiful. And it is something that we regret.
啊，我们请参考列王记下十二章。
Look at Second Kings.
撒母记下。
Let's look at Second Samuel, chapter 12.
撒母记下十二章第七节。
Second Samuel, chapter 12, verse 7.
第七节，拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人，耶和华以色列的神如此说：我高你做以色列王，救你脱离扫罗的手。”
Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel: I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul."
第九节
，Verse nine，
你为什么藐视神的命令，行他眼中看为恶的事呢
？Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in His sight？
啊，在这里，大卫啊，他夺了人家的妻子，谋害了人的命。
Here, David stole a person's wife and killed someone.
啊，那我们再看十五节。
Let's look at 15.
拿单就回家去了。神击打乌利亚妻给大卫所生的孩子，使他得重病。
Then Nathan departed to his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah bore to David, and it became ill.
这里讲到这个大卫跟乌利亚的妻所生的孩子得了重病。
Here it mentions that David and the wife of Uriah's child became ill.
啊，无论如何，这个孩子啊是大卫的骨肉。
This child was the flesh and blood of David.
啊，所以孩子病重了，这个做父亲的啊觉得非常的痛心。
So when the child is ill, then the father would, of course, feel very sorrowful.
那大卫是国王。
David was the king.
啊，虽然那个时代啊，医学不像今天这么发达。
Even though at the time the medical advances weren't very advanced.
啊，但是在那个时候啊，也应该有所谓的像我们今天的医生。
By the time there must have been doctors.
啊，大卫是国王啊，他当然周围一定有这些所谓的啊，这个有。医术高明的医生。
And since David was the king, he must have had the most advanced doctors around him.
啊，但是看起来这些所谓医术高明的医生也做不了什么。
But these doctors could not do anything.
啊，所以大卫很着急。
So David was very agitated.
啊，那大卫本来他就是一个敬畏神的人。
David was a man who feared God.
啊，那大卫也是一个对神有很多体验的人。
He was a man who had a lot of experiences with God.
哦，所以他知道神是大有能力的。
So he knew that God was all powerful.
啊，撒母耳记下十二章十六节。
Second Samuel chapter 12 verse 16.
啊，所以大卫为这孩子恳求神，而且进食，进入内室，终夜躺在地上。
David therefore pleaded with God for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground.
哦，这个大卫也知道这一次啊，不是一个普通的祷告祈求。
David knew that this wouldn't be done with just a regular prayer.
啊，这是一个非常紧急的一个很特别的祈求。
This was a very special request.
啊，所以大卫也知道在这种紧急的时刻要用怎样的祷告祈求。
So David knew what kind of prayer he had to make.
啊，所以这里说他进食。
So he fasted.
啊，他进入啊这个啊与人隔开的地方啊，专心的。哦，来做祷告。
He left everyone and started to pray very concentratedly.
哦，不是祷告三十分钟啊，这里说他是终夜的啊来祈求。
He didn't only pray for 30 minutes. He lay all night and prayed on the ground.
啊， 虽然是这样子，最后那个孩子还是失落。
Despite this, the child still died in the end.
非常的让大卫觉得痛心。
And David was very hurt.
那为什么会有这个失落？
Why would there be this loss?
大卫自己造成的。
It was from David's own doing.
所以我们常常求神帮助我们，不要我们自己来造成这个所谓的失落。
So we should often ask God to help us so that we don't cause our own losses.
那这个失落也有时候是出于神。
Sometimes our loss is from God.
那一开始我有讲过，神对敬畏他的人所安排的很多的遭遇，那里头都是美丽的，都是善良的。
I mentioned before that the things that God allows us to encounter are often good.
我们请看创世纪四十二章。
So that Genesis 42.
创世纪四十二章二十一节。
Genesis 42 verse 21.
二十一节，约瑟的哥哥们彼此说：“我们在弟兄上实在有罪，他哀求我们的时候，我们见他心里愁苦，却不肯听他，所以这场苦难临到我们身上。”
Then they said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us."
这大卫的哥哥们，他们在回忆将近二十年前的事情。
David's brothers were thinking about what happened 20 years ago.
当他们商量要怎么来处置这个约瑟。
When they were discussing how to deal with Joseph,
他们有人说把他杀了。
There were some who said to kill him.
他们有人说不行，那但是我们又很讨厌这一个约瑟。
Some said no, but we still hate Joseph.
那他们后来决定说，那把他卖给人当奴隶。
And then in the end, they decided to sell him to be a slave.
那这个这里他们回想起当时约瑟的景。约瑟的情形。
And then they remembered Joseph's situation at the time.
约瑟知道说哥哥们要把他卖给人当奴隶。
Joseph knew that his brothers were going to sell him to be a slave.
约瑟就哀求他们。
So Joseph pleaded with them.
约瑟心里充满着愁苦，充满着应该也充满着这种着急。
His heart was filled with anguish and probably of agitation.
因为他一个人要对付这十个人。
Because he himself had to face these 10 people.
所以他一点办法也没有。
So he had no way.
他只能够苦苦的来哀求这十个人。
He could only anguishly plead with these 10 people.
但是结果他被卖了。
But in the end, he was sold.
对约瑟来讲，这是一个很大的失落。
For Joseph, this was a great loss.
他失去了他的家庭。
He lost his family.
他失去了他的父亲。
He lost his father.
他失去了他的身份。
He lost his status.
他失去了很多。
He lost a lot.
这是很大的失落。
It was a great loss.
但是这个是出于神。
But this was all from God.
在神给人的遭遇里头，有他的美好，有他的善良。
With what God allows us to encounter, there is a goodness in it.
我们请看创世纪五十章十九节。
So look at Genesis 50:19.
创世纪五十章十九节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 19.
十九节，约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?"
这些哥哥们他们做了不对的事情。
These brothers have done the wrong thing.
在一个好的时候里头来做错的事情。
At a very good time, they did the wrong thing.
一个弟弟老远来看他们有没有平安。
And this brother looked at them and see if they were in peace.
这个弟弟要把他们平安的好消息带回去给这个挂念他们的父亲。
I'm sorry, this brother Joseph wanted to go find them and see if they were in peace and bring this message back to his father.
这是一个非常美好的时刻。
This is a very good and beautiful thing.
但是在这美好的时刻里头，这些哥哥们却做了最丑陋的事情。
But in this beautiful time, these brothers did a most terrible thing.
当他们做这一件丑陋的事情的时候，其实他们只是满足了这种自己的一种 种情绪上的这种发泄。
And in this time where they did this terrible thing, they merely just satisfied their inner desires.
这个弟弟啊，我们所讨厌的弟弟啊，我们好好的这样来来处理啊，来修理他。
This younger brother who we hate so much, let us severely punish him.
啊，但是这件事情却一直的成为这些哥哥们人生里头的一个污点，一个阴影。
But this situation became a terrible thing on their conscience for the rest of their lives.
经过了这二十多年，他们心中仍然觉得有亏欠。
After 20 years, they still felt guilt in their hearts.
那所以耶稣告诉他们说，你们不用再为这个事情在那边害怕忧愁。
Joseph told them, "There's no need for you to be fearful anymore of this matter."
那耶稣说，我岂能够代替神呢？
Joseph said, "Am I in the place of God?"
我们把眼光都往神那里看。
Let us all turn our eyes upon God.
二十节。
Verse 21.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Verse 20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive.
在起初我们会想，神怎么能够去成全这些人这么不好的意念？
At the beginning, we might have thought, how could God let these people do such a terrible thing?
让耶瑟这样子的失落。
To let Joseph be at such a loss.
但是失落有他的有他的时间。
But there is a time to lose.
当我们反省这样的遭遇是神给我们的那我们就领受，来看着神那美好的目的。
And when we reflect and see that this is from God, then we can see His wonderful plan.
传道书三章第六节又说舍弃有时。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 6 also says that there is a time to keep,
舍弃
to throw away.
是的，在我们生活当中，我们也常常在舍弃一些、丢掉一些没有用的、不好的。
And it's true, a lot of times we throw away things we don't need.
那就是因为当我们有了一个比较。
And it's because when we have a comparison.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们也要需要有一个正确的比较。
Or it's because we do have a comparison, so that's why we need a good comparator in our lives.
如果判断错误，把好的给丢了，那就很可惜。
If we have the wrong judgment and throw the good things away, then it's very pitiful.
有一个正确的比较，我们才能够把那个好的留下。不好的把它丢弃。
If we have a correct comparator, then we can keep what is good and throw away what we don't need.
什么是最重要的？
And what is the most important?
我们的生命最重要。
Our life is the most important.
我们肉体的生命很重要。
Our physical life is very important.
我们属灵的生命更重要。
But our spiritual life is even more so.
请看耶拿书第一章。
Let's look at Jonah 1.
耶拿书第一章第四节。
Jonah chapter 1 verse 4.
请念。
But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest out on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up.
说神使海中起大风，大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏。第五节，水手便惧怕，个人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。
5. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load.
这里说一条船遇到了大风浪。
Your boat met a storm.
这些水手他们是航海专家但是他们也害怕了。
These mariners were experts, yet they were afraid.
所以这不是一次 普通的风浪。
So it wasn't just a normal storm.
那他们求他们的神。
And they all cried out to their gods.
而且他们将船上的货物抛在海中。
And they threw stuff from the ship into the sea.
这些货物可能有些是非常的非常的贵重的。
Perhaps some of these things were very expensive and precious.
但是为什么要把它抛到海里？
But why did they throw it away?
因为船上的这些人的性命比这些货物还要重要。
Because the lives of the men on the ship were more important than any material.
所以当生命跟物质来比较的时候，我们宁可舍弃物质，保住生命。
So when life is compared to material things, then we'd rather keep our lives and throw away the material things.
所以赚钱是很有限的，但是生命要保住。
Thus, earning money is very limited, but we must keep our lives.
有时候人稍不留意是会看重赚得物质而伤害了自己肉体的生命。
Oftentimes, men will look highly upon monetary things and look lightly upon their own lives.
不要等到遇到了风浪才想到说把这些物质给丢了。
We mustn't wait until we meet a storm and decide to throw away the material things.
有时候已经来不及了。
A lot of times it's too late.
那永恒的生命，那价值当然更高。
And then when we speak of our eternal life, it's even more important.
所以保罗说，他宁愿舍弃所有的，为了要得着主耶稣基督。
That's why Paul said, I count everything as loss to gain Christ.
我们看这许多的古圣徒。到最后，他们一定会领悟到这个重点。
And we see that many of the ancient saints met this goal.
永生的价值是最高的。
And that goal was that eternal life was the most important.
为了得着永生，很多的事情甚至人是可以把它舍弃的。
In order to gain eternal life, there are many things, even people, that we should be able to give up.
最后，《传道书》三章第六节说：“保守有时。”
Lastly, Ecclesiastes 3 verse 6 says there is a time to keep.
有一些项目我们是要一直的把它保守住。
There are many moments that we must always keep.
我们现在活在当下，我们应该保守住什么
？And now we're at the point that we are living. What should we keep?
我们要保守我们的信心。
We must keep our faith.
因为这样我们才会走在正确的道路。
Because only then can we walk in the correct path.
我们要保守着我们那天国的盼望。
We must keep our hope of the eternal heaven.
有天国的盼望，我们现在所做的每一件事情才是有意义的。
Because only with this hope of heaven does the things we do on the earth have meaning.
我们要常常保守着那个感谢的心。
We must keep a thankful heart.
因为感谢。才会带给我们生活的力量。
Because only thankfulness will give us strength.
我们要常常保守着一个在主耶稣基督里头那种喜乐的心。
We must keep the joy in the Lord.
因为喜乐是良药。喜乐是良药。
Because joy is medicine.
我们要保守那个合一的心。
We must keep.A heart of harmony.
这样我们才能够手拉着手一起来走完这条天国的道路。
Only then can we walk hand in hand to the heavenly kingdom.
我们要保守着这个像主耶稣基督这样子的爱。
We must keep the love of Jesus Christ.
在我们的生活里头，在我们的家庭，在我们工作的地方。
Whether it's in our lives, in our families, or in our work.
因为这种神的爱。能够让很多困难的事情也变成容易。
Because a lot of the things that are difficult can be made easy with the love of Jesus Christ.
因为神的爱可以让很多事情变得光明。
Because the love of Jesus Christ can make many things clear.
所以保守有时，我们现在活着，我们要保守这些。
So there is a time to keep. While we are living now, we must keep these things.
最后我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Lastly, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18.
哥林多后书四章十八节。
4 verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。 因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远，永远的。
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
啊，我们活在时空里头，这是短暂的。
When we live under time and space, it's very short.
啊，但是我们要跟永恒能够连接在一起。
But we must be able to be connected with eternity.
哦，所以我们要看重那个最重要的寻找，寻找神，建立信仰。
So we must place importance on seeking after God and establishing our faith.
我们一定要得着主耶稣基督。
We must gain Jesus Christ.
我们为了永恒的生命，我们要有所舍弃。
For the sake of our eternal lives, we must have a loss.
那些重要的项目，我们要把它保守住。
And we must keep what is important.
那这样我们短暂的人生，就真正的跟永恒连接在一起。
And in this way, our short lives on the earth will be connected to the eternity.
无论发生什么事情，有什么遭遇，我们不丧胆，不失望。
No matter what we face and no matter what happens, we do not lose heart.
因为我们已经跟永恒连接在一起。
Because we have been connected with eternity.
一起唱诗141首。
Let's sing hymn 141.
结束的祷告。
We're going to make a concluding prayer.
求主耶稣帮助我们能够在能够做对的事情。
We ask God to help us to do the right thing.
而且呢，能够在对的时候做对的事情。
And to do it at the right time.
我们祷告，请继续为 Helen Ho 姐妹祷告。
In our prayer, let's continue to pray for Sister Helen Ho.
为金卫弟姐妹祷告。
Also for Sister Jean Wei.
为住在 Glendale 的曹妈妈以及她的女儿 Emily 祷告。
And pray for his sister Chow and her daughter Emily in Glendale.
也为张翠琴老姐妹祷告。
And let's pray for Sister Chang.
也为继续为北加州的连弟兄的女儿苏珊姐妹祷告。
And as well as Sister Susan Lane in NorCal.
求主耶稣垂听我们的祷告，求主耶稣怜悯。
May God listen to our prayers and have mercy.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.